I joined the military because I was the youngest of five children, and my parents were divorced when I was 8 years old, and we kind of struggled financially, and I just wanted more out of life. I thought about first going into the Air Force because I actually wanted to be a pilot or an astronaut when I was younger, but I never had the grades for that. So I tried the Navy, and that all worked out for me. And so I enlisted, didn't tell my family I was doing it, came home, said, "Up, oh, 2 weeks, 2 weeks from now, I'm going into the service." So they were a bit surprised about that. While I was serving, I guess initially boot camp, you start off with boot camp because they want to transfer you from the civilian way of thinking into a military way of life. And so it's very structured. You have to think team at all times. There's a lot of paying attention to detail. We had a room inspection, and they were checking our beds and also our lockers, and they would measure everything with a ruler. So they came in, and one of our edges to the bed was not just so perfect. So our company commander came in and pulled all the beds apart, and they actually come apart, and he threw them literally out the door into like the parking lot area. We were on the second floor, and we had to go out and bring the beds back up and put them back together, and you had to put them together perfect, and then they would reinspect everything. So they would go to that degree where if someone failed, everyone failed. So my expectations were to travel and just to get away from home and to see something new. And all of those expectations were met and exceeded beyond anything I could have imagined. And I am happy I served, but sometimes I don't really feel, maybe I play down that I'm a veteran a little bit because I wasn't a wartime veteran. I just feel like I work with veterans now in my career, and to hear the stories of people who have served during the Iraqi war, they were in Afghanistan, and just the trauma that they've gone through, the injuries that they've sustained. So that always breaks my heart to see that, because I just feel like it was so different when I was in the service, and I feel like I didn't serve my country in that way, even though I served. But I remember my Uncle Willie, when he was, in respite, he had his Navy hat and pictures from the Navy right next to him during the time of his passing. And I can't say for me if those things will be by my bedside when I pass away. Because it was a time in my life where I served, but I don't think that defining me still now, although it was really important and it does make me who I am today.